First, a Wisconsin mail carrier for the United States Postal Service is a whistleblower in a case that found the USPS and its workers violated the Hatch Act during the 2016 presidential election.
According to the complaint, mail workers were told by their unions to seek time off of work in order to campaign for then-Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton.
Paul Secunda joins us now. He is a professor of law and the director of the Labor and Employment Law Program at the Marquette University School of Law. Paul, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me again.
Well, can you start by giving us a brief overview of what the Hatch Act is?
Yeah, the Hatch Act is meant to keep the government neutral when it comes to politicking. We don't want rank-and-file federal employees to be political when they're carrying out the government's work. We want the government to be neutral and not endorse either candidate or any party.
And why was it first put into place? When did that happen?
It was first put into place many, many years ago, and it wasn't called the Hatch Act. It was called something else. The current version of the Hatch Act, which of course is named after Senator Orrin Hatch, a Republican senator from Utah, I believe went into effect in the 1970s and was rather strict as far as allowing almost no political activity by federal workers. More recently, there was a loosening of the law in 1993 under amendments to the Hatch Act, and even a further loosening of the law, I believe in 2012 or so, which even went further. And now it's more ordinary to see federal workers at least playing some part in the political process, although they're not allowed while holding federal employment to run for office.
Now let's fast forward to today, and we have allegations against the United States Postal Service for perhaps violating the Hatch Act. Can you tell us about the case here?
Yeah, and actually it's not just allegations. The Office of Special Counsel, which is a federal agency that takes ethics complaints from federal workers, so think about whistleblowers or other people who are worried that the law has been broken by a federal agency or a federal employee, found that the U.S. Postal Service had violated the Hatch Act when it had allowed unions, in particular the Postal Union, to request the Postal Service for leave for some of its employees to engage in phone banking, canvassing during the 2016 presidential campaign.
Now, is it legal for, let's say, members of the post office to take unpaid leave, and use it to campaign?
Well, that was the question, and the Office of the Special Counsel said that it violated the Hatch Act. I am personally not convinced. I think that what happened here was that the union gave a list to the Postal Service saying, we need these members to take what's called union leave, which is fairly common, and that we're going to use that union leave for political purposes, and in particular for canvassing and phone banking. They did not discuss their affiliation with the post office. Of course, they didn't wear any uniforms or any other insignia. And actually, this applied in a blanket way. I mean, this would have applied to Republicans as much as it would have applied to Democrats. But of course, and this is not going to be surprising, most members of the Postal Service union are Democrats. So this primarily was used to campaign for Hillary Clinton. So the short answer is the Office of Special Counsel found an ethics violation. But from my perspective, as someone who's been studying the Hatch Act for 15 years, I don't think it is under the newer versions of the law.
Now, also at issue you were getting at this is how heavily the Postal Union may have leaned on, for example, Postal Service managers to say you have to approve this, even when those managers may have been short-staffed.
Yeah, and that's the kind of where the rubber hits the road as far as whether you believe this or not, which is those employees who were not active members of the union, and this complaint was brought by a non-active member of the union, said, well, because these other employees were gone doing this union political stuff, you know, I had to work overtime, I had to do extra work. And even though the Postal Service said that this wasn't a directive or required, because it came down from the Postal Service that this work had to be made up from others because these employees were taking time off under the union leave, they felt like they were compelled. They felt like it was a directive, even though it wasn't. And so the question is, even though it certainly wasn't officially not a directive from the Postal Service, did people perceive it that way? And it seems that the Office of Special Counsel is finding that it was perceived this way. I have to tell you that this is all kind of in Washington speak, what we might call a nothing burger, because even if you agree with the Office of Special Counsel that this somehow violated the Hatch Act, it really doesn't lead to anything. In fact, they said they're not going to go after any individuals or the union as far as this ethics violation. And the post office has responded by saying, we didn't do anything wrong, but to the extent we did, we promised not to do it again. So I'm not sure anything has changed. It's almost like that old question, if a tree falls in the forest and no one's there, does it make any sound? I just don't think this is much of an issue, to be honest.
We're talking with Paul Secunda right now, professor of law and director of the Labor and Employment Law Program at Marquette University School of Law. And he's with us today to talk about U.S. postal workers and their unions violating the Hatch Act. And you said you don't think there's a lot going on here that's going to have any real ramifications. But what about maybe now the optics of the Postal mm-hmm. Service being a biased entity?
Well, and I think that's unfortunate because I think all federal agencies, including the U.S. Postal Service, have really gone out of their way to try to be as neutral as possible, even in these highly charged, polarized times in which we live. And I think that's really what the motivation was here. This whole thing was run through Senator Ron Johnson's Oversight Committee, and he is obviously a Republican senator from Wisconsin who is no friend of unions. That's going to shock no one. And I think this is somewhat politically motivated. I think that is the optics they want, that, you know, you can't trust these federal unions because they're in the bag for the Democrats. And I just don't think that's the case. I think, you know, federal workforce is probably evenly divided between Republicans and Democrats. The active union members might be tilted more towards Democrats, but there are plenty of unions that are Republican oriented, you know, like any kind of police force or firefighters or protective service individuals. So I just think that might be the optics, but that's certainly not the case.
The director of the USPS has said that, you know, this is a hit to the post office, maybe coming off as a biased institution. And I guess the mm-hmm. question here is, do you think there will be any changes to procedure at the USPS? We have the midterms coming up in 2018, and we also have, you know, the Hatch Act, which could get another look.
Well, they said that they'll do everything in their power to make sure that they don't come afoul of the Hatch Act again. The U.S. PS Postmaster General, a woman named Megan Brennan, said, quote, senior postal leadership did not in any way guide union leadership in selecting the candidates for whom union and employees could campaign, end quote. And then further, that the USPS, quote, did not approve or choose candidates for the unions to support or ask the union to advocate for political candidates on behalf of the Postal Service, end quote. So I think the Postal Service is taking this seriously, but again, I don't think they're doing anything differently than they've ever done. And even though an ethics complaint has been substantiated here, I think they will continue to act in a neutral way and continue to convey to the public that they have no dog in these political fights.
Paul, thanks a lot for joining us.
So thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Paul Secunda is a professor of law and the director of the Labor and Employment Law Program at the Marquette University Law School. And he joined us to talk about the U.S. postal workers' violation of the Hatch Act during the 2016 presidential election.